Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Antonio Delgado of New York's 19th District. Antonio, I know that you're on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. We've talked a little bit about infrastructure reform. What about the rails? You know, you live over on that side of the river, the far side, as we say, of the river. Could we improve our rail system?
Absolutely, we could improve our rail system. We have a lot of things to improve upon, you know, when it comes to rail. But even beyond rail, I mean, from the roads to the bridges to public transportation, with, you know, making sure that folks in the more rural parts of the district, and as you know, my district is incredibly rural. We've got to create more access points for folks all across the district, whether that's improving our rail system, whether that's creating better roads and reinforcing our bridges, whether that's also, by the way, investing in things like rural broadband so that folks who are in need, for example, of healthcare services might even have the option of telemedicine, right? Or so that our farmers, for example, who are trying to access markets both in the immediate area and beyond, have the ability to connect with those markets. So there's all types of opportunities for investment in the infrastructure space. Again, whether it's in the rail space, whether it's bridges, roads, or broadband.
Do you think the people who are calling for the impeachment of the president are correct, the Democrats?
Well, I didn't come to Washington to impeach the president, but I also didn't come to sit back and let Congress get steamrolled. At the end of the day, we are a co-equal branch of government. We do have a responsibility to be a check on the executive branch, and we have a duty, you know, to uphold. We've been sworn to protect the Constitution. So, you know, I think it's critically important that we continue to exercise our constitutional authority to investigate. We have a process underway. We're issuing subpoenas. We're calling for witness testimony. If witnesses aren't going to show up, we can hold them in contempt and go to courts to enforce. I think the process that we are currently pursuing, it makes a lot of sense to me.
So we got about 24 people running for president of the United States. Which one have you picked?
I haven't picked any.
It was a trap. You knew, you saw that, right? Go ahead.
I think there's a lot of talent. I will say that. I think it's exciting having come out of a primary myself, a competitive primary. I see real advantage in putting individuals to the test. You know, forcing people to exchange in an intellectual debate on a host of policy matters. And I'm excited to see the debates. You know, I think it's important to hear from the candidates and to make sure folks come with real policy and real substantive debate on these matters. And so the fact that we have so many high caliber candidates and that they're pretty diverse in terms of their life experiences and sort of where they might fall along the political spectrum, I think it's going to make for really interesting debate. And I think it's also going to, at the end of the day, make whoever emerges from the primary better for it.
Do you think that Joe Biden is ahead by all those points for any particular reason?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, I do think that when, you know, you've as he has, you know, been in the political arena for as long as he's been, a lot of folks know him. You know, that is a factor. And there's something to be said for name recognition, particularly early on, you know, in the process. So I can't attribute it just to that, but I would imagine that that's a, you know, a part of it.
You've been having town halls all over the place, Antonio Delgado. What have you been hearing from people?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is people are determined to make sure that we can get to a place in D.C. where we can get some things done. I think there's a level of frustration around the fact that there's so much dysfunction and chaos that is ongoing here that people don't know what the end game is. You know, what are we actually working on? What are we doing to solve the problem of climate change in a meaningful, thoughtful way that brings everybody together? What are we doing to actually bring down the cost of health care in a way that builds consensus? And that's why I was so excited to be able to introduce the Medicare X-Choice Act, you know, a public option bill that, as you know, I campaigned on. I campaigned on a public option bill. So to be able to turn around in my first 3 or 4 months here in Congress and to deliver that bill means a lot to me. So it's those types of things. You know, hearing stories from folks about the devastating consequences of the opioid epidemic. And what are we going to do to solve this problem? What are we going to invest in when it comes to drug treatment centers? Are we going to invest in drug courts as opposed to just creating the system where incarceration becomes the treatment of choice? You know, how are we going to solve the water contamination and the PFOA stuff? What are we going to do to make sure that the EPA is on its job and protecting the communities across this country who've been exposed to contamination?
And is that what you're, Antonio, is that what you're hearing from your constituents?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I'm working on them, Alan. I'm working on these things because that's what I'm hearing. I go to the communities. I listen. I take that information back with me. You know, when I got farmers telling me all across the district that the trade war is killing them, that the tariffs are killing them, you know, that tells me I need to figure out how I can help. And so I work across the aisle, identify some individuals who are going through the same experience here with regards to their constituents, and create a bill, the Family Farm Relief Act, which would elevate the cap on Chapter 12 eligibility for our farmers who are struggling through these difficult economic times, to utilize that as a way to get through this difficult process. That is exactly the kind of work that, to me, meets the needs, right? I believe currently the cap was $3 million. We want to extend that cap for access to $10 million. And I think that speaks to the increased land values that have been ongoing, that haven't been captured by that cap. So it's doing things like that in the midst of what can no doubt be a tumultuous time for our farmers in light of the trade policies put forth by our administration. That's the kind of work that I'm doing. And in the same vein, small business. Right, a bipartisan bill that creates a one-stop shop for our small business owners to go online and figure out how they can comply with various regulations, as opposed to having to go to 16 or 17 or 18 different sites to, you know, figure out all the different ones they have to comply with, which is a cost in and of itself. Right? How do we bring down the cost of doing business for our small business owners? That's what I'm working on, and these are the things that I've heard from folks as I've traveled across the district who say, we'd be great if you could work on these things.
I got 1 minute I want to ask you. Are we ramping up to war with Iran?
Well, you know, I will say it's unclear what the direction is we're taking here. There appears to be a drumbeat that sounds eerily familiar to the lead up to Iraq. And it's unclear what the end game is here. You know, I think once the president decided to pull out of the Iran deal, and did so unilaterally, you know, that created a dynamic that has, I think, put us in a very precarious position. And the president has taken some steps when it comes to our allies as well, who have remained in the agreement, in essence forcing their hand to almost figure out how they can engage with Iran as still being a party to the agreement. And I think it's created a dynamic where it's unclear what direction we're headed in. It's sort of intensified the region in a way that if we don't figure out what the end game is here, it can get out of hand pretty quickly.
We've been talking to Democrat Antonio Delgado, representative of New York's 19th District. Antonio, we're flattered and delighted that you're with us, and we come back one more time. I want to ask you about the A word, abortion.
Look forward to talking to you, man.